This is The Takeaway. I'm Celeste Headlee. Colombia is going to sign a deal with the United States today to give the Americans military access to 7 of its military bases. The deal has been in the works for months, and it's raising a lot of concerns in South America right now. To give us details is correspondent Jeremy McDermott with our partner, the BBC. Good morning, Jeremy.
Good morning, Celeste.
You're joining us from Medellin, Colombia. Tell us what's actually in this deal. If we're getting access, our military at least is getting access to 7 of the military bases, what is Colombia getting?
Well, the deal is going to be signed, if all goes according to plan, in about 30 minutes in a closed-door session. We still don't know the exact details, but here's what we do know. The U.S. military personnel will have unfettered access to these bases that have been mentioned for planes. Some of them are naval bases, and American personnel will be stationed within these bases. They will remain under Colombian control. They will not become U.S. sovereign bases. What's been holding things up, Celeste, has been a key issue, and it's the status of the U.S. personnel, not just the soldiers, but the defense contractors in Colombia. Do they have immunity from prosecution, as do U.S. diplomats, for example, which is what the American negotiators want? That's been the sticking point. We don't know the answer to it yet.
Okay, now we'd expect Hugo Chavez in Venezuela to object to pretty much anything that has to do with the United States, but we're also hearing complaints from the leaders in Bolivia, Ecuador, and Brazil. What are they worried about with this deal?
Well, Bolivia and Ecuador, both very close allies of President Chavez, following the same line, which is no Latin American sovereign nation should have foreign bases or foreign presence on its soil. That's the key point. Brazil's also uncomfortable about it. Brazil is now trying to project itself as the regional superpower, perhaps to surpass the United States in its influence in the region. Mr. Chavez's complaint is quite clear. He believes that the U.S., the CIA, was behind a 2002 coup against him. He believes the U.S. has aggressive intentions against Venezuela, and that Colombia would be the perfect launch pad for any operations against his country.
Colombia is still the world's top cocaine producer. Is this deal about increasing American military presence in the war against drugs in Colombia?
It is not. Ever since 1999, when President Clinton signed Plan Colombia, there have been U.S. troops on Colombian soil. Under the new agreement, the cap on the number of troops is not going to change. So we're not going to see any more U.S. personnel here. We're going to see more equipment. We're going to see more intelligence gathering capabilities here. But as far as the number of troops is concerned, there will be no change.
Is this represent any kind of change in policy between the Bush administration and the Obama administration?
The changes we've seen have actually been not in necessarily the amount of aid, although U.S. aid to Colombia is being reduced, but in the nature. It's being switched away from purely military aid, increasingly under the Obama administration, to social investment. That's the change we've seen so far.
All right. Jeremy McDermott is a partner, is a correspondent with our partner, the BBC. He joined us from Medellin, Colombia, talking about a deal the United States is expected to sign with Colombia today, giving the American military access to 7 of the military bases there in Colombia. A lot of outcry among other South American countries.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from. Whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Jeffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.